OK, next important word, bet. 这个词是一个重点词汇。In tennis, 打赌。Bet on something. 以什么打赌? For example, the public. Bet on Mendoza. 那么公众把赌注压在 Mendoza 的身上。Bet somebody that. That 引导从句。Bet somebody that. 跟某人打赌。For example, I bet her that I would win the match. 我跟她打赌我会赢得这次比赛。如果你想表达对什么孤注一掷 ,bet one's bottom dollar on somebody. Bottom, B-O-T-T-O-M. For example, he bet his bottom dollar on his last attempt. 他对这次最后的一次努力尝试是孤注一掷了。He bet his bottom dollar on his last attempt. 如果想表示对未来做出了错误的估计 ,bet on the wrong horse. Bet on the wrong horse. 在口语当中我们经常会用到 I bet, 我肯定我断言。You bet means certainly, 当然。Okay, next.Extravagant. It means wasteful, especially of money. For example, extravagant habit. 浪费的，奢侈的一种习惯。If you are extravagant, I don't think you can save money. Okay, now, still remember, 节俭的 thrifty, frugal, and economical. The last word,Poverty, 贫困 The state of being very poor. 我们主要是用于短语 in poverty, 在贫困当中。Are you living in poverty? 我们要注意其同义词 indigence, I-N-D-I-G-N-C-E, 这是非常正式的一个用词贫困。With poverty, 要正式。Destitution,D-E-S-T-I-T-U-T-I-O-N 赤贫你可想而知这个贫困的程度 Penury P-E-N-U-R-Y 拮据 Now please read after me the following words Poverty Indigence Destitution Penury Okay, so much for the vocabulary Now let's study the textBoxing matches were very popular in England 200 years ago. That is, boxing matches were in popularity in England 200 years ago. In those days, 在当时 boxers fought with bare fists for prize money. Fought with bare fists.赤手空拳的打斗 for prize money in order to get prize money 目的就是为夺得奖金 because of this they were known as prize fighters 因为这一点呢众所周知他们被称作为是职业拳击手 be known as however boxing was very crudeFor there were no rules and prize fighter could be seriously injured or even killed during a match. So, in those days, boxing was quite crude. 那么可以说在当时这个拳击确实是非常野蛮的。Because it has no rules and prize fighter could be badly injured or even killed.It was not a sport. 那么当时它并不是一项运动项目。Now the second paragraph. One of the most colorful figures in boxing history was Daniel Mendoza. Now please recite the sentence. 把这句话务必要背熟。One of the most colorful figures, that is a, one of the most famous people, 在拳击史上最引注目的人物之一One of the most colorful figures, huh? Was Daniel Mendoza. who was born in 1764. The use of glass was not introduced until 1860. And that is to say, before 1860, boxing gloves had never been used. 那么也就是说在1860年之前，这个拳击手套是没有被使用的。Introduce, 引进、引入 it means bring in. 那么直到1860年，拳击手套才开始被使用了。Now, please translate a sentence. Potatoes were introduced into Europe from South America. Potatoes were introduced into Europe from South America. 那么土豆是从南美被引入欧洲的。When the Marquis of Queensbury drew up the first set of rules, when 所引导的非线性定语从句是在1860。那么在1860年 ,Queensbury 侯爵为拳击比赛制定了规则。Draw up, 制定起草。For example, draw up a plan, 制定一项计划。The first set of rules,第一项规则。Though he was technically a prize fighter, Mendoza did much to change crude prize fighting into a sport. Though, 引导让步状语从句。Although he was technically a prize fighter, 虽然严格来讲 Mendoza 不过是一个职业拳击手。Yet, he did a lot,in order to change crude prize fighting into a sport. 但是在把这项野蛮的拳击变成一种体育运动方面，他做出了巨大的贡献。Okay, now please recite the sentence. Mendoza did much to do something. 在为了做什么事情方面做出了突出的贡献。For he brought science to the game.For he introduced science to the game. 那么因为他呢把科学引进了这项运动。刚刚我们见到了 introduce, 这里完全可以替换为 bring to. In his day, let us say, in his full time, in his good day. 那么这个强调他的全盛时期，他的最佳时期。Mendoza enjoyed tremendous popularity. 注意这个重点的表达方式 enjoyed tremendous popularity. Let's say, in his day, Mendoza was popular. 那么在全盛时期呢，他深受大家的喜爱。He was adored by rich and poor alike. So, he was not only adored by rich, but adored by poor.Mendoza rose to fame swiftly after a boxing match when he was only 14 years old. Rise to fame, you know, become famous. Mendoza became famous very rapidly. Mendoza 迅速地成名 after a boxing match, 那么在一次拳击比赛之后 when he was only 14 years old, 那么当时他只不过是一个14岁的孩子。According to this sentence we know, Mendoza displayed remarkable gift of boxing. 通过这句话我们可以知道门多萨对于这种拳击运动有一种非凡的天赋。This attracted the attention of Richard Hampshire, who was then the most eminent boxer in England. Who was the most eminent boxer? 就是说明 Richard.那么理查德是当时英国最杰出的拳击手。Mendoza attract his attention. 门多萨吸引了他的注意力。Attract somebody's attention. 或者表达为 attract the attention of somebody. He offered to train Mendoza, and his young pupil was quick to learn. So we know,So, eminent trainer, had got a wonderful student. 我们可以说这位著名的老师、教练，他有一个不同寻常的学生。His young pupil was quick to learn. 那么他这位年轻的学生一学就会，反应非常的机敏。In fact, Mendoza soon became so successful that Hobbs fire turned against him. Turn against him, you know. His trainer, Hobbs fire, became his opponent. Turn against 表示反目成仇，所以他的这位导师，他的教练 Hobbs fire 反而成了他的死对头 opponent. Why?Of course, I want to use the English word jealous. When Mendoza was not famous, Richard Hamsfire offered to train him. But as soon as he became much more famous than Hamsfire himself, the trainer was jealous of his pupil. 那么一旦门多萨被他的老师更富有盛名的时候，这位教练嫉妒他的学生， so he turned against Mendoza. 因此和门多萨反目成仇。 The two men quarreled bitterly. The two men quarreled severely. You know, severely. 激烈的，两个人的激烈的争吵。 And it was clear, it was obvious that the argument could only be settled by a fight. According to this sentence we know, nothing could settle their quarrel butA fight. 除了要打斗而外，没有别的办法解决两人之间的争端。A match was held at Stilton. 所以，两个人的一次拳击比赛在斯吉尔顿展开了。Where both men fought for an hour? Where 引导非线定语从句，指代 Stilton. 那么在斯吉尔顿，两个人打斗了一小时的时间。The public bet a great deal of money on Mendoza.那么公众把赌注压在了门多萨的身上。Why? Because they were quite sure Mendoza would beat his trainer Hamsfire. But he was defeated. 很不幸的是门多萨被击败了。He was beaten. Mendoza met Hamsfire in the ring on a later occasion. On a later occasion, 在后来的一次场合下，他们再次在竞技场相遇。And he lost for a second time.He lost again. 他再一次失利。It was not until his third match in 1790 that he finally beat Hamsfire and became champion of England. 请同学务必把这个动念句型背熟。这是一个强调句式。如果我们强调直到什么什么才，要把 not until 调着到 it is 或 it was 之后。直到1790年的第三次比赛，他才终于击败了 Hamsfire 而成为英国的冠军。Meanwhile, 同时 he founded a highly successful academy. Found, you know, set up, 创立、建立、establish, 建立非常成功的专业学校。And even Lord Byron became one of his pupils. 那么甚至拜伦都是他的学生之一。He earned enormous sums of money and was paid as much as £100 for a single appearance. As much as 多达，他赚了大笔大笔的钱，一次出场费可多达£100。Despite this, 尽管如此 ，he was so extravagant.That he was always in debt. 而他是那么的奢侈浪费，所以经常是债台高筑 ,in debt, 欠债。After he was defeated by a boxer called Gentleman Jackson, he was quickly forgotten. So the public forgot all about him quickly. 那么他很快的被人们忘记掉。He was sent to prison. Why? 他被投入监狱为什么呢？For failing to pay his debts. 被投入监狱因为他没能够还债。And died in poverty in 1836. 在1836年在贫困中死去， in poverty, die in poverty。 那么在21课这篇课文当中，我们重点所把握的句子结构定语从句，包括线性定语从句和非线性定语从句。Now studied key structures and special difficulties by ourselves. We learn them all in new concept in book 2. 关键句型和难点部分的表达方式请同学们自学，这是我们在新概念二册都接触过的表达方式。